Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Battlefield of the Mind. Everything that you say and do begins with the thoughts in your mind. Right now, as you are listening, you are thinking about something. Maybe it's about work or family. Maybe it's the ever-looming question of the future. As you think to yourself, where else do your thoughts go? Do you fear, get angry, feel depressed, or worry about failure? These are all tactics that Satan uses to distract your mind from the peace and courage that God can provide. Stay tuned as Joyce discusses the battles that you face in your mind and how God can help you have victory over these and other attacks. Now, here's Joyce with today's series, Battlefield of the Mind.
It is now time to step up into a new level of responsibility. It is now time to stop putting things off till another more convenient time. Now is the time. Amen. How many of you don't want to go around and around the same stupid mountain one more time? All right, well, if you don't want to go around it, there's only one thing left to do, and that's go through it. The only way out is through. Did you hear me? The only way out is through. Moses is dead. So now arise. That means get up and get going. So now arise, take his place, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land which I am giving to them, the Israelites. And I love this. And every place on which the sole of your foot shall tread, that have I already given unto you. Wow. Does anybody see what that's saying? There is so much still out in front of me in my life that I see with the eye of faith, but I cannot possess it just standing on the border of the promised land, moaning and mourning about how difficult it is. God's already paid for it with the blood of his son. It's already been bought and purchased. Now he said, you go in and take it. Every place on which the sole of your foot shall tread, that have I already given unto you. Amen? I can't just stand over here and say, well, somebody else do it for me. Can't I just pray this in? Oh, man, we need to pray. But you know what happens? A lot of times when you pray, God goes and shows you something to do. Uh-oh. Let me say it again. Sometimes when you pray, God shows you something to do. So then we pray again, hoping we'll get another selection. Oh, God, why? I don't. What happened to my joy, God? I don't know why I'm so unhappy. And then all of a sudden, you remember that you really treated somebody bad. And God's saying, now you need to go apologize. You need to humble yourself and tell them you were wrong and make it right. See, when you pray, God shows you things. The Bible says, look at the ant. Having no chief and no overseer, it still works hard and does what's right. I love people that will do what's right without anybody making them do what's right. Can you manage yourself? Are you a self-starter? Are you somebody that will do what's right when nobody is looking? Or will you only do what's right and what you need to do when somebody's making you? I had a brother like that, and I say I had a brother because he's no longer with us. 10 years younger than me, my only sibling. Early in his life, because of a lot of the things that we were going through, he joined the Marines when he was 17, was in the Vietnam War, got addicted to drugs, and never really got all right in his life. We tried and tried to help him. He even lived with Dave and I for a long time. And as long as I would get him up to go to work, he'd go to work. As long as I would tell him what to do, he'd do it. If we'd sit down and study the Bible with him, he'd study. But anytime he got on his own, he couldn't manage himself, and he'd go right back to where he was at. And sadly, very sadly, my brother, who could have been part of this, traveled the world, help people all around the globe, ended up dying in an abandoned building in Los Angeles about 3 years ago, right around Christmas time. Doesn't matter who your family is, just because his sister was a TV preacher and an evangelist and helping people all over the world, that didn't count for him. He had to take his responsibility. You can't get by on secondhand faith. It doesn't matter what your mama believes. You got to find out what you believe. Amen? Somebody else can't do it for you. It's time for you to get some starch and stand up and say, I'm going to possess the land that Jesus died to give me. If anybody can have what Jesus died to give them, I'm going to have what Jesus died to give me. There's so many wonderful things in the Word of God that teach us what God wants us to have. And you cannot have an attitude that somebody else needs to do it all for you. The happiest people in the world are the most active people in the world. Honestly and truly, I don't know what kind of problems I got. I don't have time to think about them. I mean, if I wanted to sit down and figure it out, I could probably name you 10 right now, but I don't have time to mess with that. God says he'll take care of things, so we pray about him, we cast our care on him, and stay busy helping somebody else, and somehow or another, it just works itself out. You know what's been an amazing thing to me? Sometimes when God will not anoint me to solve my own problem, I mean, I cannot help myself. There's not one thing I can do to help myself in a situation I'm in. He will anoint me to go help somebody else. I kind of think that it sounds like a God thing. When you can't help yourself, you can go sow into somebody else's life, and then God will bring a harvest in your life. Wrong thought pattern number 3. Life is just too hard. It's just too hard. Just too hard. I'm so tired of hearing people say that. Just too hard to forgive. Please make everything easy for me, Lord. I just can't take it if things are too hard. Not going to work. Deuteronomy 30:11. For this commandment which I command you this day is not too difficult for you, nor is it far off. Right here, chapter 18. This commandment which I command you is not too hard for you. Can you say tonight, anything that God asks me to do, I can do it? See, some of you wouldn't even bother to say it. Everybody say, anything God asks me to do, I can do it. Nothing's too hard with God. All things are possible with God. I wrote that book called Power Thoughts that I've been telling you about, and the first power thought in the book is I can do whatever I need to do in life through Christ who strengthens me. And I teach people in that book to start every day thinking, whatever comes up today, I can handle it. God is on my side. I don't have to be afraid of problems. I don't have to be afraid of trials. I don't have to be afraid of things that surprise at noonday. I am equipped with the Holy Ghost and power, and whatever comes my way today, I can do it through Jesus Christ. And that's not a bunch of cheerleader hype. What that is getting a right mindset early in the morning. It's preparing yourself mentally to believe that whatever happens to you, you can handle it through Christ. You don't have to get up and think, well, I sure hope I don't have any problems today because I just can't handle one more thing today. Well, then get ready because you're going to get one more thing or two or three, and it's going to put you over the edge, and you're going to act bad, and then you're going to feel guilty tomorrow, and it's all because you didn't prepare your mind ahead of time to believe what the Word says, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You got to have a bulldog tenacity attitude, and you have to be the kind of person that in difficulties just refuses to give up. Handel, the great musician, lost his health. His right side was paralyzed. His money was gone. His creditors seized him and threatened to put him in prison. He was so disheartened by his tragic experience that he almost gave up. But his faith prevailed, and after that, he composed his greatest work, the Hallelujah Chorus. Hallelujah. You know, the song, you just feel like you've gone to heaven when you hear that sung by a big choir. What if he would have given up? If he would have given up, we wouldn't have that today. Some of your greatest works are yet to come if you won't give up. I said some of your greatest works are yet to come. Some of your greatest days are yet to come. But the devil whispers in your ear, tries to put a wrong thought in your mind. This is never going to change. This is not going to change. This has been going on 20 years. It ain't going to change. You might as well forget it. Nothing good's ever going to happen to you. That's when you just need to say, I'm not giving up. Learn how to say, I am not giving up. You really have nothing else to do other than press on. What else are you going to do? John Wesley, the wonderful, amazing John Wesley that we hear so much about and admire, here is an actual excerpt from his own diary. Sunday, May the 5th, a.m. Preached in St. Anne's and was asked not to ever come back. Sunday, p.m., May the 5th. Preached at St. John's and the deacon said, get out and stay out. Sunday, May the 12th in the a.m. Preached at St. Jude's, can't go back there either. May the 19th, Sunday, a.m. Preached at another church, deacons called a special meeting and said I could never return. Sunday, p.m., May the 19th. Preached on the street, got kicked off the street. Sunday, a.m., May the 26th. Preached in a meadow, chased out of the meadow by a bull who was turned loose during the service. Even the bull got after him. Sunday, a.m., June the 2nd. Preached out on the edge of town and got kicked off the highway. Same day, June the 2nd, Sunday, p.m., in the afternoon, preached in a pasture, 10,000 people came out to hear me. Yes! Why? Just because he said, I'm going to just keep preaching. You're not going to shut me up. You're not going to make me quit. I tell you what, to endure, and the Bible does talk a lot about endurance, I believe means to outlast the devil. My greatest testimony is I'm still here. And I'll be here tomorrow and the next day. I'll see you Monday morning and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And in some areas on Saturday and Sunday. Enough years go by, I'll be back here again. I'll be doing what I'm doing till Jesus comes to get me. Got to have a right mindset. You know, one of the reasons why I know that I'll be able to work for a long, long time, because I've already got the mindset that I'm going to do it.
Thanks for listening. Start to see victory over your thoughts with today's offer, Battlefield of the Mind Action Plan. The action plan includes CDs, DVDs, and a personal study guide, or you can download it for a donation of $35 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Well, you know, I am committed to bring you the Word of God on a regular basis, and I need you to be committed in partnership to help us continue bringing you the programs we bring you and sharing the love of Christ and the Word of Christ all over the world.
As a thank you to anyone signing up for convenient automatic giving for the first time, we'd like to send you a special gift for your donation. Join us in partnership as we share Christ and love people. Contact us right now at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.